You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. Little track there called The Love Bug from Backwoods Bluegrass Band. And a song that didn't quite fit in to all the great music I had planned for you last week, but just so cute that I couldn't not carry it forward and start today's show with it. Lots of great stuff on the playlist today. Some great picking, like we heard there, as well as the regular mix of old and new, bluegrassy and old-timey, and a little bit more Americany. It's not really a word, but it's okay. It's campus community radio, and sometimes we reinvent the wheel here. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to reinvent the wheel. We're going to start this next set with Emily Rose and the Rounders. This is a single that they released called Nowhere to Go Part 1 here on Roots and Berries.
Down on your luck, to appear. Out on a sunny day, I saw the stony and I walked away. I've nothing to offer, I've nothing to say.
Other
efforts were all in vain. Every time we see each other, only fan the flames. Every time we see each other, only fan the flames.
And that's a band called A Town Called Home, off their album Ravel and Twine. We heard Fanning the Flames there on Roots and Berries. Before that, Amy Nelson, an artist that I'm super excited to be able to see in about 2 weeks' time, give or take. I will be off to Calgary with a couple of my radio colleagues here, host of Bitcoover and Department Uno, and our esteemed music coordinator, Connor, and host of Wham Bam East Van, DJ Meddy. And I will be headed to Calgary for the annual National Campus and Community Radio Conference, where we get to engage with a bunch of other campus and community radio nerdy folks and talk about the thing that we do and that we love so much for 3 or 4 days. And one of the sort of extracurricular activities is that Amy Nelson will be playing one of the shows during the conference that is being planned for us. So when I saw that, I got very excited, and we heard the track there called I Hate It. It's from an album put out by the Sled Island Festival folks, Sled Island Lemonade Stand Volumes 1 and 2 is where that comes from, or that particular track. Roots and Berries is the name of the show here. CJSF 90.1 FM is where you find us on your terrestrial radio dial, cgsf.ca on the World Wide Web, streaming across the globe into your ears. I'm here every Friday, noon to 1 o'clock, with old-time bluegrass and acoustic rootsy kinds of sounds, depending on what the flavor of the week is. But it's generally got some fiddle and some banjo. Well, those are pretty much given in some form or function. This next band sometimes features the harmonium in with their lush fiddle, banjo, and guitar. They are the Early Maze, and I thought it was only appropriate to play a song from them, as we are, well, still early-ish May, mid-May. And we're going to hear a track from their album Chase the Sun. This is Say Oh. Thank you. Maggie White on fiddle and Zach. Oh boy. His name is escaping me, but that's okay. It's Zach and Maggie. He plays guitar, she plays fiddle. The name of the track is called Reach for the Mars. And they were just awarded third place in the International Songwriting Competition for Instrumental Song, and on that one. And you can certainly see why. There's some fancy finger work going on both of their sides. Zach and Maggie. And the Early Maze before that in the set. Thanks for tuning in today and spending your lunch hour with me. I'm Robin. I'm here 12 till 1 o'clock on Fridays with this program called Roots and Berries, where we listen to some toe-tapping music together. And see where that goes. I sometimes also tell you about things that are going on in the community, which I'm going to do right now. Because this jumped out at me as something to celebrate Asian Heritage Month, which it, you know, is deemed across the month of May. And there are all kinds of learning opportunities in the community to, you know, engage and explore what exactly that means. And I know as a community here at the radio station, we've got a field trip planned ourselves to go to the Nikkei National Museum towards the end of the month. And this exhibit is on there now until September the 16th. It's called Where Songs Surface, and it is created by two creative artists who work independently in the photographic medium to connect time, place, and memory. Their paths intersect with their mutual talent for storytelling to expand the narrative beyond what is visible, with different origins and inspirations for their practice. Again, happening until September the 16th at the Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center. Everyone is welcome. And you can find out more information at their website. This might be something, if you're not keen on the hot weather that we're expecting over the weekend, to, you know, just take your family on a little outing and get into some air-conditioned loveliness. Heading to the beach, or, you know, being outside isn't, you're not quite ready for the hot temperatures quite yet. It's going to be a little bit of an affront, I think. There's been some weather warnings. I know that we're supposed to reach a record high today, in fact, at least in the Vancouver area. I'm not sure if that's true for other places in the Lower Mainland, but I do suspect that is true in Burnaby and New West Coquitlam, etc. So do take precautions to try to stay cool, and, you know, make sure you drink lots of water and keep your blinds closed,